Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday at First Horizon Park. The Sounds are back in action tonight as they open their first homestand of the season, taking on the Charlotte Knights. You can hear pregame coverage at 6:20 on 94.9 The Fan with Jeff Hem. We say hello now to the manager of the Sounds, Rick Sweet, who is with us. Sweetie, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. Beautiful day. What a day to be at the ballpark.
It's perfect.
Especially in March.
Yeah.
That's strange saying March. That just it just not right.
I know. I'm glad to hear you say that. I know you've been around the game a long time. I've always felt like April 1st is when it should all get going, but with TV networks and so many of them coming in with the majors, it's you're going to have the World Baseball Classic. I mean, it's just – it's changing, but it is what it is.
It's changed a lot in my years in the game, but it's still fun. It's still opening day. Doesn't matter if it's March or April. It's still opening, and that's always fun.
The thing on everybody's minds when it comes to baseball, and you've seen this over the course of the last couple of years in AAA, but the challenge system in the ABS with the umps. We've now seen it at the major league level. I absolutely love it. If you have that type of technology, why wouldn't you use it? But you still have the human element with the umpires and the challenges. You've seen it. What's kind of been your thoughts to see the evolution and now it's at the big league level?
Well, we've been using it for 3 years in AAA. We're the guinea pigs. Everything that they have in the big leagues that's new, we've done for years. So it's old hat for us. I like it. I like it because it holds umpires accountable. Umpires don't like it, but there's also a technique to it. You find out who's good at it, who's bad at it. We had a lot of players that were, not a lot, but we had some players that we had to take it away. We wouldn't let them challenge because their eyes and their heart gets in the way. Pitchers are never allowed to challenge. Pitchers have no clue what's a strike and what's a ball. But catchers are very, very important because they know what's a strike and they know what's not a strike. And I think you'll find that they get a lot of pluses, those good catchers.
Do you have kind of a system that your guys need to understand of, hey, we're going to try and save these for later in the game, or you have to be absolutely sure, like, because there is a strategy behind it with only two.
Big time. Now, our strategy in the minor leagues the last 3 years has been more open, more broad. We take chances a little more. We want guys to learn. But in the big leagues, analytics got a hold of this, and holy cow. What they've done with this in the big leagues, and they're still experimenting with it. They're still trying to figure out the analytic part of it, and that may take them most of the year before they get that figured out.
You've always probably looked at the umpire crew and especially who's going to be behind the plate, but do you have to look at it even further now because you know you have this in your back pocket?
There's no doubt. You know, umpires don't like it because excuse me. Umpires used to have their strike zone. They would tell us, hey, I've got my strike zone. Well, they don't have a strike zone anymore. It's ABS strike zone. So we've got an outside entity running our game, and umpires don't like it. And players, I think, like it from the standpoint that now they have one strike zone. They don't have to worry about 20 different strike zones with umpires.
Well, sorry, Nick, because certain players probably had their own strike zone, too, like depending on who you were.
Without a doubt. If you're a Hall of Famer, you're right. It works both ways. Now they don't have their strike zone either. The big league's going to be very interesting to see how it goes over the course of the year.
Rick Sweet is here with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. Rick, when it comes to former players, one of them being Joey Weimer, setting somewhat of a record last night with the Washington Nationals, 10 on base, getting on base safely 10 times, tying a record for Delgado's. But for a player like that who was DFA'd 3 times last season, along with playing here for the Nashville Sounds, that's got to be a pat on the back for you, right?
I don't know if it's a pat on the back, but I love Joey Weimer. You know, the passion, the excitement, the adrenaline, what he brings to a team. It's been tough. We gave him a tough deal. When he was playing with me here, we needed a center fielder in the big leagues. They took him to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. he wasn't ready to play in the big leagues mentally. And he did a very good job for the Brewers in the big leagues because we had to have what he gave us. But then we sent him back to the minor leagues trying to get him back into the flow of baseball, and he's had trouble getting back into that. And hopefully it looks like right now he is into that.
Absolutely. And kind of staying with the Sounds pipeline here, one of the guys that has made some news on MLB Network, Cooper Pratt, jumping from skipping Double A, going to Triple A. Just your thoughts on him.
Well, you know, he's 21 years old. He's a legit shortstop, and you don't see many of those where they're legit. And we knew that all along. We've known that for a couple years. And you know, he's with us now, and he'll probably stay with us for a while. He's not ready to go to the big leagues, but he'll be ready very, very soon. In fact, I was jokingly going to tell you, well, he was in the lineup today, but I just took him out. Nobody's going to get a contract like that. I'm going to tell him I'm the boss. I'm running this show. You're benched. But, you know, he's on his way. I think he's got to get a physical and get himself ready to get that big contract signed. So he won't play with us for a couple of days here.
Absolutely. And then continuing with that, obviously the middle infield for Milwaukee, Ortiz, Turang, a guy who made a big splash in the WBC, Bryce Turang. You've had him here in Nashville. Well, what's he like as a player on a team?
He's the type of guy you want to have on your team every day. He's along with Sal Frelick, there's a few of those guys that they come to play the game every day. They play the game the right way. You know, Bryce was a shortstop and would have been the shortstop in the big leagues, except we had Adames there, and we knew he was only going to be one more year, so we put Turang at second base. Well, he wins the Silver Slug. He wins everything. You don't move a guy like that. So he became our everyday second baseman. Now Pratt's on the way, and you know, the guy that's there now, Ortiz, had a great year last year, and I'm sure it's going to be interesting down the road, but you can't look too far down the road. When you get a guy like Pratt, you get him signed.
And then one more when it comes to the pitching staff. You have Logan Henderson. Obviously, you're losing Mazeroski to the majors with Milwaukee. What do you got coming up this season for you guys?
Well, I think we've got several young guys. Drohan's pitching tonight. We've got several younger guys, newer guys that we've gone out and traded for. The Brewers are notorious for going out, getting pitching, and getting the most out of them. We really do a good job with our pitching coaches, with the people that teach these guys at the upper levels, and the analytics. We combine the two, and we get more out of our pitching staff. Pitchers in other organizations or free agents want to come to us because they know we're going to help them get better.
Rick Sweet is with us, manager of the Nashville Sounds. As the AAA manager, how often are you communicating with the big club, whether it's the GM or Pat Murphy or whoever? How often do you guys talk?
Every day.
Every day.
My phone just rang. you heard it. Sorry about that. I had to turn it off. See, there's my boss again. He just sent me another text message every day. And there will be days where maybe for a day or two I don't talk to anybody, and that's like, okay, that's nice, but it doesn't last long. And sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It just depends on where they're at, if they're East Coast, West Coast. But we talk. Our communication is going all the time.
How many times in your career have you had to call the big club and go, hey, when are you going to call this guy up? He's ready. He's overcooked playing here. Like, you need to find a spot for him. Have you had those times?
Oh, of course. I'm not scared. I have done that. I've done it with the Brewers. I did it with Council in a couple instances. You know, respectfully, of course.
Sure. There,
but just say, hey, you know, this guy's ready. I know that's part of my job. I think one thing. When you've been in the game as long as I have, there's a certain amount of respect just based on the fact that you're still in the game.
Right.
You know, if you're still in the game, somebody thinks you got a clue, and they also know they're going to get an honest opinion. They know I'm not into politics and I'm not into all the outside stuff. I love what I do. I love being here. I love these kids. I want to get them to the big leagues. They're my guys, and they always will be my guys.
baseball is a game of tradition. It's been around a long time. But we have seen over the course of the last few years or last 10 or so that there have been changes, whether it's the pitch clock or the ABS or replay, things that a lot of people for a long time were very hesitant to do. As a guy that's been around baseball as long as you have, do you feel like it's in one of the best spots that it's been in because some of that new stuff has been allowed to come in?
I think the new stuff has worked well for the game for today.
Yeah.
This would not have worked well 20, 30 years ago. It wouldn't have worked well 40 years ago when I played. But going back to today and all the changes we've made, they were made for the fans. They were made for the betterment of the game. And quite frankly, they've all worked well. I thought some of them would be bigger problems than they've turned out to be. I thought the time clock was going to be a really problem, and it was day one that we did it in AAA. It was like, wow, guys were saying, I like this. We're out of here in 2 hours and 20 minutes. I haven't been, usually you were playing 3 hour plus games.
Yeah.
Now, we've made changes again now in the minor leagues because the game's starting to get longer again.
Right.
And that's because players are smart. They find ways around all these rules, and so they're making adjustments to that. Of course, the big leagues, they still have three-hour games because they got to do commercials.
Yes.
They don't go by the clock. They have to do their commercials and make their money.
One more for you. Rick Sweet is with us. The rule that I still struggle with, I'm starting to open up to it, and the fact that the Vanderbilt Commodores just played a 16-inning game kind of makes me like it more, the ghost runner at second. And I know that was the one that I think a lot of people weren't sure about.
For us in the minor leagues, it's been the best thing that could happen because if we play a 15-16 inning game, it kills our pitchers.
Right.
And we can't make adjustments. We can't bring guys in. In the big leagues, if they have a 16 inning game, it kills us because they send down two guys that can't pitch for us, and we have to send two guys up, fresh guys for them. So now you notice they don't use the ghost runner in the playoffs,
right.
You've got to still have it there. I think overall, again, for the longevity of the game, for the fans, because fans, they're not going to stick around for 16 innings. It's worked out well for us in the minor leagues. 100%, it's a necessity.
Rick, good to see you. Thanks so much for doing this. It's going to be fun watching tonight and throughout the season, but always enjoy the chats because we all love baseball.
I love it. I appreciate you guys coming out. I always enjoy talking baseball.
Absolutely. Rick Sweet, manager of the Nashville Sounds, are back in action tonight. We'll have more coming from First Horizon Park here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Gentlemen, thank you. Yeah.